Good morning again.
大家早上好。
Now that we have the clear for takeoff, we're ready to go.
现在呢，我们已经准备好要开始了。
How are you all feeling today?
你感觉到怎么样呢？
Evidently, you don't feel so good.
你的感觉不是那么好吗？
No response.
没有反应呢？
How are you doing today?
今天你好不好？
Okay.That sounds better. It's very important for us up here to know that we're speaking to a live audience.
我们必须要知道我们的观众呢是活着的。
But again, it is my privilege to be here.
再一次的，这是我的荣幸，能够在这边。
And I believe the Lord is only beginning to share the blessings with us this week.
我相信呢，上帝才开始要把他的福气赐给我们。
Without much further introduction, the title of the message for this hour is Remember Reuben.
今天的讲题是让我们记得刘辩或者吕辩这个人。
So before we begin, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
在我们还没有开始之前，让我们低头祷告。
Father in heaven, today we ask that you will help us remember.
我们在天上的父，今天我们求你帮助我们能够记得。
May we remember Reuben and his mistakes.
让我们记得刘辩和他所犯的错。
And may you reveal to us in the mirror of your word who we are.
求你向我们启示，借着上帝的话这面镜子，我们是怎么样的人。
So that we will not make the same mistakes.
好，让我们不会重复这样的错误。
Bless us this hour now, we pray.
求你在这时候赐福我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 37.
让我们翻到创世纪第三十七章。
Jacob is dwelling with his many sons at this point in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪的这一章里面呢，就记载到雅各和他的其他很多的儿子同住。
And it is in this chapter until the end of Genesis that we see the story of the young man Joseph.
就是从这一章开始知道整个创世纪的结束，我们看见这个年轻人约瑟他的故事。
Interesting that in the entire book of Genesis, out of all of the Bible characters,Joseph received the most amount of description.
很有趣的就是在圣经的人物里面呢，记载的约瑟记载的最多。
Joseph takes from chapter 37 to chapter 50.
从三十七章到五十章创世纪都讲到约瑟。
I would recommend you study the life of Joseph.
所以呢，我要向大家建议我们来研究约瑟这个人的生平。
But today we are going to look at Joseph's brother.
可是今天我们要研究的这个人呢，是约瑟的哥哥。
So let us begin in verse 13.
让我们从第十三节开始。
And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I.
以色列对约瑟说，你哥哥们不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。
And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, and see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem.
约瑟说，我在这里。以色列说，你去看看你哥哥们平安不平安，群羊平安不平安，就回来报信给我。于是打发他出希伯伦谷，他就往示剑去了。
You remember that Joseph is the elder son from Rachel.
你要记得约瑟其实是拉结所生的长子。
And Rachel is the more beloved of Jacob's multiple wives.
而雅各呢，他有很多个妻子，但是其中一个呢，拉结是他最疼爱的。
And so Joseph received special privileges that none of the other brothers received.
所以呢，这个约瑟呢，就得到他父亲特别的宠爱，是其他的兄弟所没有得到的。
He had the coat of many colors.
他的父亲给他做了一件彩衣。
When the brothers were sent off to find land for their sheep, Joseph stayed at home.
当其他的兄弟出去找 炒给羊吃的时候，约瑟却留在家里。
And Joseph had those two dreams about the way of the sheaf of grain and also the sun, moon, and stars.
然后呢，约瑟他就做了那两个梦，有关于这个禾捆的梦，还有那个日月星辰的梦。
All of these things simply to demonstrate that Joseph was not on the best terms with his brothers.
这一切呢，都告诉我们，约瑟其实跟他的兄弟呢，并不是那么和睦。
In fact, if Jacob understood just how much the brothers hated Joseph, he would have never sent Joseph on this mission.
如果雅各他了解到说呢，这约瑟的兄弟们多么的痛恨约瑟，那么雅各就不会派他出去了。
So what happened when Joseph arrived where the brothers were?
所以当约瑟来到了这个他的哥哥们那个地方时候，发生了什么事呢？
Genesis 37, verse 18.
在37章创世纪37章第18节。
And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him.
他们远远地看见他，趁他还没有走到跟前，大家就同谋要害死他。
And they said one to another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast.Hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams.
彼此说，你看那做梦的来了，来吧，我们将他杀了，丢在一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了，我们且看他的梦将来怎么样。
Can you imagine what it would be like if you walked into a midst of 10 grown men with these thoughts toward you?
你可以想象吗？你走进的那一群十个人都是有想这样谋害你这样的心思的。
And imagine if these were your brothers.
而且你想象这些是你的哥哥们。
Not a very functional family.
这不是一个很普通好好的一个家庭。
But we notice here in verse 21, Reuben steps up to the plate.
可是在这边呢，我们就看见吕便他就走出来。
And Reuben heard it, verse 21, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, Let us not kill him.
吕便二十一节，吕便听见了，要救他脱离他们的手，就说：“我们不可害他的性命。”
Verse 22, and Reuben said unto them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that we might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again."
又说：“我不可流他的血，可以把他丢在这野地的坑里，不可下手害他。”吕便的意思是要救他脱离他们的手，把他归还他的父亲。
Reuben is Jacob's firstborn.
吕便呢是雅各所生的长子。
And he, in this short few verses, is fulfilling the responsibility of the elder brother, isn't he?
他在这几节里面呢所记录下来的，就他在尽一个做长兄的责任。
He's standing up for the weaker ones.
他为了那弱小的站立起来维护他们。
He's trying to do what's right.
他在尝试要做这个正确的事。
He had good motives.
他有一个好的动机。
He was trying to think of his father's feelings.
他在考虑到他父亲的感受。
He was a good person, right?
他是一个好人，不是吗？
He was trying to be nice to Joseph, right?
他在尝试对这约瑟好。
Or is that really true?
这的确是这样吗？
Reuben, we see here that he did indeed have good intentions.
在这里我们看见吕便，他的确是有好的动机。
He had good motives.
好的用意。
He was trying to be a good boy.
他要尝试做一个好孩子。
But why?
可是为什么呢？我们问。
Why did he not simply save Joseph outright?
为什么呢？他不直接就救了约瑟。
Why did he have to delay?
为什么他要延迟？
Because we know that because of this delay, what ended up to Joseph in the end?
我们知道因为这一次的单言，所以约瑟就有了一个不同的结果。
In the book Patriarchs and Prophets, page 211, I read this interesting account.
在先祖与先知英文本211面这边呢，有这么有趣的记录。
They, meaning the brothers, would have executed their purpose, but for Reuben.
他说若不是流变拦阻，他们就要实行他们的计谋了。
He shrank from participating in the murder of his brother and proposed that Joseph be cast alive into a pit and left there to perish.
流变不敢参加伤害兄弟的事，只是建议把他活活地丢在坑里， 任他死去。事实上，他的意思是要救他，把他送还父亲。
Secretly intending, however, to rescue him and return him to his father. Having persuaded all to consent to his plan, Reuben left the company, fearing that he might fail to control his feelings and that his real intentions would be discovered.
吕便既劝服大家接受他的计划，唯恐控制不住自己的情绪，让他们看出他的用意来，就离开他们去了。
Reuben had the right idea.
鲁便呢，他有一个好的正确的想法。
Let's just do it secretly. I'm going to rescue Joseph later.
他就想了，我秘密的这么做，过后呢，我就要去救约瑟。
But why did he have to do it secretly?
可是为什么他必须要秘密的做呢？
We are told here that he was afraid that his brothers will find out what he really was thinking.
在这边呢，我们看见他害怕他其他的兄弟呢，发现到他心里面真正的用意。
Reuben wanted to do what's right.
吕便呢，他要做正确、正直的事。
He knew what was right.
他知道什么是正直的事。
But he cared more about what his brothers thought of him than doing what was right.
可是呢，他更在乎他的兄弟对他怎么想。超越他想要做正确的事。
It was more important for him to look cool with his brothers rather than to save Joseph's life.
对他来说，拯救约瑟的性命呢，还不是那么重要，比不上他的兄弟对他的看法重要。
He had been in the group sitting around the campfire ridiculing and talking bad about Joseph.
他呢，就参与了他们在萤火那一边呢，讲关于约瑟的坏话，而且计谋要害他的这一回事。
But now when he was faced with the decision time, he was not willing to act on what was right.
可是呢，当他面对这个做决定的时候呢，他却不愿意去有所行动去做对的事。
Because he was afraid of what other people will think about him.
因为呢，他害怕人家对他有什么样的看法。
Friends, it's not enough just to want.Be good.
单单是想要做一个好人是不够的。
It's not enough just to have good motives or good intentions.
只是有好的用意或者是好的动机呢，也是不够的。
It's not enough just to be a nice and good person.
做一个好好先生而已呢，也是不够的。
Especially for young people.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially the Chinese, we say that we like young people to be 很乖 right?
尤其是中国人，我们爱说喜欢这些年轻人都做乖孩子。
But that's not enough.
但是这是不够的。
Because Reuben
因为吕便
wanted to be a good boy.
吕便呢，当初的确是想要做一个好孩子。
But he was a worry that he would no longer be in the good crowd.
可是呢，他却更担心，就是他从此之后呢，不再被接受在这群人当中。
There's a word for this.
这样的情况呢，有一句话来形容。
It's called peer pressure.
这个词呢，就是叫做同辈之间的压力。
And today it's very evident within young people.
今天呢，我们可以看见在年轻人当中。
We want to do what makes us fit in rather than what is right.
很多时候我们希望能够做那些让别人接受我们的事，而超越去做那些正确的事。
We sometimes have this attitude of defiance against authority.
有些时候啊，我们喜欢叛逆那些有权威的。
We don't want anyone telling us what to do.
我们不希望人家告诉我们要怎么做。
We say, let me just be myself.
你让我做我自己吧。
But it's interesting that being myself makes me look just like all my other friends.
很有趣的就是让我做自己呢。却使到我跟其他的我的朋友呢看起来一样。
I just have to wear my clothes like this.
我必须要穿这样的服装。
The parents say, "Why do you want to dress like that?"
你的父母会问为什么你要穿这样的衣服呢
？They say, "Because that's how I can be myself."
他们会回答说这样我就可以做回我自己。
But the friends come over and they all wear the same thing.
可是他朋友来了呢，全部人都穿一样的衣服。
I've heard a preacher say it this way.
我曾经听过讲员这么讲。
the young people today, we want to be all different together.
今天的年轻人，那他们啊，我们要啊，跟与众不同，可是要一起的与众不同。
But we are kidding ourselves.
可是其实我们是在欺骗自己。
We fight tooth and nail trying to be different.
我们呢，很努力的去争取要做不同的人。
But what we think is different is actually an imaginary standard of what we think other people want us to be like.
可是呢，我们看所认为的那与众不同呢，不过是我们所想象中的，人家要我们这样子。
If you search your heart, you know it is true.
如果你审查自己的心呢，你就知道什么是真实的。
We go to church because we worry what they will think of us.
我们去教堂，然后因为我们害怕别人会对我们有什么样的看法。
And sometimes it goes even the other direction, to the good side.
有时候呢，甚至我们会转去另外一个方向，去好的那个方向。
We have to eat healthy because all of our friends will look at us like, "Whoa, what does he have in his refrigerator?"
啊，我们必须要吃这个健康的食物，因为其他的朋友呢会来看我们这家里的冰箱里面装的是什么样的食物。
We have to dress a certain way so we won't be talked to by the elder or his wife.
我们必须要穿某样的服装，要不然呢，这长老和他太太呢就会批评我。
So often we confine ourselves to either real or imaginary standards of what we think other people expect of us.
很多时候呢，我们就把自己局限在这个所想象中呢，或者是我们认为别人想象我们应该这样子的这个框框里面。
When I was in elementary school,
当我在小学的时候
，I went to an Adventist school in the USA.
我去了一个富林，在美国的富林小学教会小学。
And I would bring my lunch to school every day.
我就每天带着我的午餐去上学。
And you know, every good Christian boy knows what to do before you eat, right?
每一个年轻的男孩都知道，在吃饭前呢，基督徒应该做什么。
But I was sitting there at the picnic table with all my friends, all Christians.
然后我就坐在这个吃饭的桌子，跟其他的所有的基督徒的同学。
And you know what happened?
然后你知道会发生什么样的事？
We looked around and nobody's praying.
然后我们就左右看看呢，没有个人祷告。
But there's this guilt, right? Like, I know I have to do it, but then what will they think if I pray?
然后呢？可是我们心里有那种内疚呢。我知道我必须要祷告，可是别人会怎么想呢
？But you know what's funny? They're all thinking the same thing.
可是很好笑的就是每个人都在想同样的东西。
And I'm sorry to say, at that stage in my life, I just, you know, took off my glasses, rubbed my eyes, amen.
我很抱歉的说，在那我人生中的那个阶段呢，那时我就拿下我的眼镜，然后就擦擦眼镜，然后就是阿门。
Peer pressure.
这就是同辈之间的压力。
And I will venture to say that over 75% of the time, peer pressure is purely imaginary.
而且我可以告诉大家，是75%呢，这种的同辈之间的压力呢，都是纯正的，是想象中的。
In fact, it was even that way for Reuben.
事实上呢，对吕便来说呢，也是这样。
You know the rest of the story.
你知道接下来故事的发展。
Reuben went away from the camp, trying to keep his feelings to himself so he'll still look cool.
然后呢，吕便呢就跑离了大家，因为他要把自己的情绪呢控制住，免得。直到他看起来呢，不会那么的难看。
And there Joseph was in the pit screaming for help.
然后呢，约瑟就在这坑里面呢，大声的呼救。
And as the brothers are eating their food, they see the caravan of slave traders.
然后呢，当着兄弟们在吃饭的时候，就看见了这个商人呢走过了。
And so they pull Joseph out of the pit.
然后他们就把约瑟从坑里拉出来。
And I pick up the story again in Patriarchs and Prophets, page 211.
然后我再继续再念在先祖与先知这里的故事。
As Joseph saw the merchants, the dreadful truth flashed upon him.
约瑟一看到那些商人，立时就看出兄弟们的用意。
To become a slave is a fate more feared than death.
在那个时代，做一个奴隶比死还要可怕。
He appealed one to another of his brethren, but in vain.
他在恐怖惨痛之余向弟兄们一一的恳求，但结果都是徒然。
Some were moved with pity. But fear of derision kept them silent.
有几个人虽然动了恻隐之心，但因怕别人的讥笑，故而静默无言。
All felt that they had gone now too far to retreat.
大家都觉得这时已经到了骑虎难下之势。
Can you imagine in that scene what it must have been like?
你可以想象在当时的情景吗？
Joseph sees the slave traders, and one by one he goes to his brothers, pulling on them, pleading, "Don't do it!"
当约瑟看到这些商人的时候呢，他就一一的向他的弟兄恳求，不要把我卖了。
Judah, help!
他说，犹大帮助我。
Levi, help!
利未救我。
Simeon, listen to me.
西缅，请你听我的话。
And one by one, the brothers turned away.
然后这弟兄们呢，兄弟们就一个一个的转头。
They looked at each other and they could not look at each other's eyes.
他们看看其他的人，而不能够眼对眼的看着他们。
In their hearts, they were moved with pity. This is my brother. What am I doing?
在他们的心里面呢，他们心里其实是很怜悯，因为这是他们自己的兄弟。
But then they look at all the other brothers.
可是呢，他们却看其他的兄弟。
Manly men.
都是大男人
hiding their feelings.
他们就把所有的感觉收藏起来
But all of them feeling the same thing.
其实每一个人都有同样的感受
All wanting to free Joseph.
每一个人都想要放了约瑟
But because of this imaginary pretend standard, they think everyone else would look down on them.
可是呢，因为他们想象中的这种假假的标准呢，所以他们认为别人会看清他们。
When actually they were waiting for someone simply to step forward and say, "This is wrong."
其实他们事实上在等待着一个人站出来说，这样做是错的。
That's it.
就是这样。
And so Reuben, he comes back after they were sold. Joseph was sold.
然后呢，约瑟被卖了之后呢，吕便就回来了。
We read, Reuben returned to the pit, but Joseph was not there.
吕便回到坑边，见约瑟不在。
In alarm and self-reproach, he rent his garments and sought his brothers, exclaiming, "The child is not, and whither shall I go?"
他心中恐慌又自责，就撕裂衣服，回到弟兄那里说，童子没有了，我往哪里去才好呢？
Upon learning the fate of Joseph and that it would now be impossible to recover him, Reuben was induced to unite with the rest in the attempt.To conceal their guilt.
吕便知道约瑟的下落后，此时已无法挽回，故只好同意与其他弟兄一同隐瞒着他们的罪行。
Even after Joseph had been sold,
甚至是在约瑟被卖了之后
even though Reuben himself was not there when the other brothers did it,
虽然当其他的兄弟把约瑟卖的时候，吕便不在当场
he still was propelled by peer pressure.
他还是被这同辈间的压力呢推着他的行为。
He still would not stand up and say, "This is enough. I'm telling father."
他还是不愿意站出来说够了，我要告诉父亲。
Instead, he joined with the brothers in order to still be part of the gang.
可是呢，他还是宁愿跟他的其他兄弟呢联合在一起，成为他们其中的一部分。
Reuben was the oldest brother.
吕便是长子。
He had.Failed his responsibility.
他呢没有尽了他的责任。
He was a thermometer and not a thermostat.
他是一个好像温度计这样的人，而不是一个恒温器这样的人。
You know what that illustration represents?
你知道这里所形容的是什么吗？
A thermometer only measures the temperature that is around it.
一个温度计呢，它不过是测量周围的这个气温。
But a thermostat sets the temperature around it.
可是这个恒温器呢，它却决定它周围的这个温度。
All of the brothers were thermostats.
所有的弟兄
thermometers.
其他的弟兄呢，都是温度计。
They were just waiting for one brother to step up and set the temperature.
他们正在其实等待着一个兄弟出来呢，确定规定一个温度。
But nobody did.
却没有人敢出来。
And the reason?
原因是什么呢？
Imaginary pressure that didn't even exist.
就是他们所想象中的那个压力是根本不存在的。
They didn't want to do it.
他们不愿意这么做。
They knew it was wrong.
他们知道这是错误的。
They wanted a way out.
他们其实想要找一个逃脱的路。
But they didn't want to look bad.
可是他们却不愿意给人家看起来很难看。
Peer pressure is one of the most powerful forces in the human experience.
这同辈之间的压力呢，在人类的经验当中呢，是其中一个非常有力的。
Sometimes we think, oh, we will never be as weak and spineless like Reuben and his brothers.
有时候我们会觉得我们永远不会好像吕便和他的兄弟那样那么没有骨气。
We'll never betray my brother to slavery, no.
我们永远不会把自己的弟兄呢卖为奴隶。
We think those boys, they were so pathetic.
我们会觉得这些孩子呢实在太可怜了。
But are we really any better than that?
可是你想想，你真的比他们好吗？
How many times has it been where we're sitting with our friends, we're laughing and joking?
有多少次我们坐在跟我们的朋友坐在一起呢，就一起的嬉笑？
Maybe we're talking about the latest movies or the music or the latest show.
或者是谈论的就是最新的这个电影啊、音乐啊，或者是这表演。
And somebody steps in and talks about God.
然后有人就进来谈到上帝。
And we all get tense, and there's this sick feeling here.
然后每个人呢就很紧张了，感觉着肚子里有点难受了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are being set by someone else's thermostat.
因为呢，我们被其他人的恒温器呢，规定了这个温度。
And it's interesting, especially within some families and friends, circles of friends.
尤其是在家庭亲友当中，或者是朋友当中。
There's someone who is going off on a wrong direction.
有人就走了错误的方向。
And we say we have to value their freedom of choice.
我们会说，我们应该尊重一个人选择的自由。
There was once a friend of mine in America who was going into a very dangerous relationship.
我曾经在美国有一个朋友，他就进入了一个很危险的关系。
And all of her girlfriends would not say anything.
他其他的女朋友呢都不愿意说什么。
Why?
为什么呢？
We don't want to sacrifice our friendship.
因为我们不愿意牺牲我们的友谊。
They have imaginary expectations that are not real.
他们呢就想象中了，想象他们想象了那些不真实的东西。
We say let them decide. We don't want to step into their life. We don't want to pressure them.
我们会说让他们自己决定。我们不愿意去干涉他们，不愿意进入去打扰了他们的生活。
But when a young person decides to follow God,
可是当一个年轻人决定要跟随上帝
，Do you really have to eat that way?
你真的要这样子吃吗？
I mean, isn't that legalism?
这难道不是守法主义吗？
Whoa, what you're telling me is you want to go there for school?
你真的要去那一间学校上学吗？
Are you sure?
你肯定吗？
What about raising a family?
那你要怎样去养你的家呢？
What, you're not going to make much money.
你赚不到钱。
Are you sure you want to dress like that?
你肯定你要穿这样的服装吗？
What will people think when they see you?
人家看见你会有怎么样的想法？
What will they think of your family if they see you like that?
如果他们看见你这样，他们会怎么想你的家人呢？
All of a sudden, when we try to do what's right, people step in and they don't care about letting us have freedom of choice anymore.
当你决定要行正确的事的时候，每个人都来干涉，不再允许你有这个行动选择的自由。
And why?
为什么呢？
Peer pressure.
就是同辈之间的压力。
We care more about what people think about us than what is right and best.
我们在乎别人怎么对我们的想法呢，超过在乎什么是正确的。
Oh, we think that we're just trying to be balanced.
或者我们会认为我们不过是尝试做一个平衡的人。
But we are living under the shadow of some imaginary expectation that's not existent.
可是呢，我们却是生活在一种的阴影下。这种阴影呢，是我们所想象中别人对我们的期望。
It's not just young people that are subject to peer pressure.
不只是年轻人面对这种同辈间的压力。
Today is labeled sort of as a young people problem.
今天很多人说这是年轻人的问题。
But even as adults and young adults, we face the same thing.
可是就算是年轻的成年人、我们都有这样的问题。
Why do we have to drive a certain car?
为什么我们必须要驾一种汽车？
Why do we have to have certain type of work?
为什么我们必须要从事某一种的职业？
Why do we have to go and get certain degrees?
为什么我们必须要去拥有某一种的学位？
Why does our spouse have to be a certain way?
为什么我们的伴侣必须是某一种的标准？
Why is there certain ways that we can raise children, but we can't, or we can't?
为什么我们必须要把我们的孩子教育成这种的、形样样次的？
How often it is that all of these things we make choices based on what other people will think of us rather than what is best?
很多时候我们做出选择呢，是根据别人会对我们怎么想，而不是什么是最好的。
How many times do we make decisions, big decisions in life, not because of what God has told us to do, not because what we know is right, but because what we think other people will think of us?
很多时候我们做人生重大的决定的时候，并不是根据圣经里面上帝告诉我们怎么做，或者是我们知道什么是对的，而是我们根据别人会对我们怎么想来做决定。
Why do we care more about what other people think?Than what God thinks.
为什么我们要在乎别人对我们怎么想，超过上帝对我们怎么想？
Remember Reuben.
要记得吕便。
Reuben was a nice guy.
吕便是个好好先生。
He wanted to do what was right.
他想要做对的事。
He knew what was right.
而且他知道什么是正确的事。
Good motives.
有好的动机。
Good intentions.
好的用意。
But nonetheless, he succumbed.To peer pressure.
无论如何，他却向同辈间的压力屈服了。
We can't expect just to be a nice person and finish God's work.
我们不能够想做一个好好先生，然后能够完成上帝的工作。
We can't expect that we will only do what's right when it's convenient, when it looks good.
我们不能够说在方便的时候，或者是看起来好看的时候才做正确的事。
We need to stand for the right.Though the heavens fall.
我们必须要在诸天倾倒的时候还能够为正义而站立。
Reuben the firstborn should have been the first one to stand up against this evil deed.
吕便这个长子呢，他其实应该是第一个站出来，来阻挡大家做这罪恶的行为。
He should have been the most blessed of all of Jacob's children.
他应该是雅各所有的孩子当中呢，最得到最大福气的人。
But we read in Patriarchs and Prophets, page 235.
可是呢，在先祖与先知这本书里面，我们就读到。
It says the priesthood was appointed to Levi.
祭司的职任分给利未。
The kingdom and the messianic promise to Judah.
王权和弥赛亚的应许给予犹大。
The double portion of the inheritance to Joseph.
双份的产业赐给约瑟。
All things that could have been Reuben's.
这一切呢，原本应该是属于吕便的。
But we read the tribe of Reuben never rose to any eminence in Israel.
可是我们读到说，吕便支派在以色列中一直没有高升到杰出的地位。
It was not so numerous as Judah, Joseph, or Dan, and was among the first that were carried off into captivity.
他的人数不及犹大、约瑟或但，而且后来也列在最先被掳的支派之中。
So Reuben cared more about what his brothers thought of him right then.
吕便呢，在当时他更在乎他的弟兄对他有怎么样的看法。
But how do we remember him now?
可是现在我们怎么样会记得他呢？
He was the firstborn.
他曾是长子。
But we hear a lot more about Joseph than we do about Reuben.
可是我们听到有关于约瑟的事还更多过吕便的事。
We hear of the lion of the tribe of Reuben?
我们听到的是支派中的狮子吕便吗？
No, it's the tribe of Judah.
而是犹大支派。
And the Levites ended up having the blessing of caring for the temple.
而利未支派呢，他们得到了这个照顾圣殿的职责。
If we don't care about what God thinks of us today,
如果今天我们不在乎上帝对我们怎么样的怎么样想，
just because we care more about what other people may or may not think of us.
只因为我们更在乎别人对我们怎么想，或者甚至人家不怎么想。
Someday in history, all of humanity will think of us the same way that God will think of us.
在有一天呢，这整个全人类呢，就会对我们 有这样的看法，好像上帝对我们有这样的看法。
Salvation is too much to lose over peer pressure.
要为了这同辈间的压力而牺牲救恩呢，实在是太不划算了。
And God is losing too many workers because they care too much of what other people think.
上帝呢，因为很多人他们在乎别人对他们的想法或看法呢，所以上帝失去了很多的工人。
So the appeal.
所以现在我们要做的呼召
is a simple one.
是个简单的呼召。
I invite you just to bow your heads, close your eyes, and meditate as you decide on this one appeal.
让我们大家低头，闭上眼睛，然后思想一下这一个呼召。
Actually, two appeals.
有两个呼召。
There are some person or people here in this room right now.
今天呢，在会众当中
，who are living in an illusion，
他们活在这种幻想当中。
You have lived in a certain way because of what you think people want you to live。
你活在这种的生活当中，因为你认为别人要你这样子活着。
You have made a decision just like Reuben made a decision, hoping someday to make it right.
然后你做了这个决定，就好像吕辩这样的做了他决定，然后希望有一天的时候，你可以扭转局势，把它改正过来。
But today you realize that you are living a fictitious existence.
可是呢，今天你却发现到你是生活在幻象之中。
And you want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to make a decision to stand for the right, though the heavens fall.
今天呢，你要做一个决定，告诉上帝说。即使是整个天倒了下来呢，我还要为正义、正确的事而站立。
And whatever that specific issue is in your life,
不管在你生活中的那是什么样的一件事
，I invite you to raise your hand now and lift it up to God.
我邀请你现在就举起你的手来，向上帝举起你的手。
God bless you, those who are raising your hands. God sees your heart.
愿上帝赐福大家。上帝能够看见你所举起的手。
And for those of you who are not raising your hand, pray for those who are struggling.
那些没有举起手的，为那些在挣扎的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Hands down, next appeal.
放下手来，这是下一个呼召。
From this day forward, there will come opportunities for us to make decisions.
从今天开始呢，我们将会有很多的机会做决定。
It may be this weekend, it may be in a week, it may be in a year.
可能是这个周末，或者是将来的几周，或者是下一年。
And as sure as the sun rises every day, you will be faced with peer pressure.
就好像太阳每天升起来一样，我们每天肯定会面对同辈间的压力。
And you will have to make a decision.What God wants me to do and what other people think of me.
我们必须要做出一个抉择，选择到底我们要去跟随上帝要我们做的，还是我们要去跟随人们对我怎么想的去做。
This appeal is for you to ask for help.
这个呼求呼召呢，就是要你向上帝呼求帮助。
If today you want to say, Lord Jesus,Help me when that time comes.
如果今天你想要说，上帝啊，求你帮助我，当我面对这样的情况的时候。
Strengthen my integrity so I can do what's right, no matter the cost.
帮助我的正义感好，让我能够在不管任何的代价下都能够选择正确的。
Then I invite you to raise your hand right now.
我现在邀请你举起你的手。
This is not a presumptuous raising of hand, thinking that we will overcome in our own strength.
这并不是说我们就能够凭自己的能力得胜。
This is simply an acknowledgement and a request for help.
而是一个确认，而且呢是个要求帮助。
Recognizing our weakness.
认识到我们自己的软弱。
Recognizing the sure temptations that will come.
而且肯定的知道呢，我们将要面临的那种试探。
But making the request for strength from the throne of grace.
而是向上帝恩典的宝座祈求帮助。
God bless you, all of you.
愿上帝赐福大家。
Invite you to pray with us.
让我们大家一起祷告。
Father, you have seen the hands that have been raised.
天父，你看见了举起的手。
There are some individuals who have specific issues that they are lifting up to you right now.
有一些人，他们心中有一些特定的事项，使他们举起手来，向你举起手。
You know their heart and you know their struggle.
你知道他们的心，并且知道他们的挣扎。
You know that they are tossed to and fro between what other people think of them and what you think of them.
你知道他们在你对他们的看法和人们对他们的看法之间呢，摇摆不定。
And they want to make the wise decision.
他们要做有智慧的抉择。
Be with them and strengthen their integrity so they can make the wisest decision.
求你帮助他们，坚固他们的正义的思想，好让他们能够做出有智慧的决定。
And for those who raise their hand in the second appeal,
那一些在第二个呼求当中，呼召当中举手的。
Lord, you know the end from the beginning.
天父，你知道，你从起初知道末后。
And you know what trials will be faced them in the next few days.
你知道在接下来的几天当中他们所要面临的试炼。
You know that there will come times of trial.
你知道灾难的日子也会来临。
There will come pressure from those near and far.
从远近都会使他们面临压力。
And today we raise our hands acknowledging that it will surely come.
今天我们举起手来，我们认识到这必要来临的事。
But we offer up our hearts so that the Spirit of Christ may dwell therein.
可是我们献上我们的心，好让耶稣的圣灵能够住在我们当中。
So that we will not be as Reuben.
好让我们不要像吕便那样。
That we will be prepared when the crisis arises.
当着危机出现的时候，我们能够准备好了。
That we will be ready to make the wise decision no matter what people think.
我们能够准备好了做那有智慧的抉择，不管人们怎么想。
And Lord, you know that there are great decisions waiting to be made even this very weekend.
天父，你知道，就算是在这个周末当中，也有个重大的决定呢，必须要做出。
And so I ask that you will infuse our congregation.
所以我们祈求你在我们的会众当中运行。
Whisper in the ears of the young people that you wish to respond.
在那年轻人的耳边呢，向他们微声的说话。
And prepare us to see a mighty work result from this meeting.
让我们准备好来看见这在这次的营会当中所要发生伟大的事。
We ask all of these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告这一切的事。
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由聚享媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。